The first paragraph of your essay should focus on two aspects of the poem. First, you'll provide an overview of the way the poet explores your topic, and then you'll consider why the title has been selected to achieve particular effects. This will show that you have a sound appreciation of the poem as a whole, and that you are writing with the correct focus, while the analysis of the title affords you a chance to secure some initial marks for effect, because it's both structural, coming at the beginning of the poem, and it's linguistic, because it's composed of words. The overview should just be a few sentences long, and it identifies where and when we are in terms of the poem's setting and how the topic's presented. Then, let's think a bit about the title. The title is, as I've said, the first thing the reader encounters, so it shapes our expectations of the poem's subject and themes. Some poets will exploit the primary effect of the title by choosing something which inverts our expectations, misdirects us, or hints at what is to come. For example, Hawk Roosting by Ted Hughes is not so much about a bird in a nest as it is about ruthless domination and power. Porphyria's Lover is about a man who is infatuated with the ill-fated Porphyria, but Robert Browning's title here doesn't hint at all at the darker elements of that poem, the fact that he murdered his sweetheart. We only learn that in the last few lines of the poem. So, as you plan this part of your essay, ask yourself what might have motivated the poet to choose this title. What are its connotations? Does it faithfully reflect the poem's themes and subject matter, or does it purposefully play with our expectations?